All right, so get this. Okay. Pinpoint location tracking, right? But without GPS, we're talking devices so tiny they make a smartwatch look massive, like absolutely miniature.
Yeah.
Today, we're driving into tiniotum. It's a breakthrough that could honestly change how we think about navigation forever.
Yeah, it's incredible, to just consider like where this could lead. Imagine swarms of these insect-sized robots, mapping out disaster zones maybe, or even tracking pollution levels in real time. I think what's so exciting about tiniotum is that it brings that sci-fi future a lot closer, a big step closer.
So we're talking about inertial navigation, right?
Yes.
I vaguely remember learning a bit about this back in school, something about submarines using it way back in the day.
Exactly. Inertial navigation, you see, it's all about tracking movement, right? But using sensors within a device. So no beaming signals out to satellites, nothing like that. No external beacons or anything like that. Just pure, like, onboard sensing. It's how submarines navigate underwater, how some aircraft can operate if they can't access GPS. It's even how we can track the movements of animals in the wild.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But if it's been around for a while, why is tiniotum such a big deal?
Well, see, traditional inertial navigation has always had this problem with something that we call drift. And you see the sensors, these tiny accelerometers and gyroscopes, they measure things like acceleration and rotation. But even the tiniest errors in those measurements, right, those add up over time.
Oh, I see.
So imagine you're walking, right, in a straight line. Okay, but your pedometer, it thinks you're, slightly veering off course with each step. After a while, that tiny error could have you miles away from your actual destination. That really throws things off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
So it's like a game of telephone, but with movement data,
yes.
the message gets more and more distorted,
Yeah.
the longer it travels.
That's a great analogy, actually. And this drift problem, it actually gets exponentially worse the longer you rely solely on inertial navigation.
Oh, wow.
That's why traditional systems, they've required complex math and powerful computers to just compensate for those errors, Makes them very impractical for tiny, low-power devices.
Gotcha. So that's where tiniotum comes in, right?
Yeah.
It's somehow managed to overcome this drift issue, but on devices that like have barely enough processing power to run a calculator.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so groundbreaking. tiniotum uses a neural network, think of it like a brain, right, that's specifically trained to understand movement, to make sense of the sensor data in a completely new way. And it's not just, crunching numbers, it's learning patterns and adapting to the device's movements as it goes.
Wow. So how did they manage to pack this like brain into something so small? Neural networks usually need a ton of computing power, right?
That's the real genius of tiniotum. They focused on three key innovations, really. First, instead of trying to calculate the device's exact position in the world, which, as we've said, is really prone to those errors, tiniotum focuses on changes in velocity. So it's like the difference between, trying to pinpoint your exact location on a map versus just knowing which way you're facing and how fast you're walking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That seems way less computationally intensive, but how does it know which way it's going?
That's where the second innovation comes in. tiniotum actually uses the Earth's magnetic field as a reference point, kind of like a compass.
Oh.
Think of it like having a tiny compass built into the device, basically. By combining the compass readings with the velocity changes, it can figure out its orientation and movement with surprising accuracy.
Okay, that's really clever.
Yeah.
But there are three dimensions to movement, right? What about altitude?
You're right, and that's where the third innovation comes in. tiniotum uses what we call a barometric GH filter to estimate altitude. Basically, it measures air pressure, which changes as you go up or down, and then combines that with the other sensor data to get a more stable and accurate picture of vertical movement.
So it's like a mini weather station built into the device, helping it like figure out its height.
Exactly.
It's amazing how they like managed to combine all these different approaches into something so efficient. But I'm guessing this was pretty complex to design, right?
Absolutely. Designing a neural network for a device with such limited resources is, it's like trying to fit a supercomputer into a matchbox. You have to be incredibly careful about what information you process, how you process it, and how much memory you
So
use.
how do they actually do it?
Well, that's where tiniotum's second key ingredient comes in, hardware-aware neural architecture search, or as we call it, NAS.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit technical. What exactly is that?
Imagine a tiny architect inside your device, right? And it's custom designing the neural network,
right,
okay, to fit perfectly within its limited resources. That's essentially what NAS does. It automatically searches for the best neural network architecture for the specific device's limitations.
So it's like having a custom-tailored navigation system,
yeah,
perfectly optimized for the hardware that it's running on.
Exactly. TinyOTAM doesn't just have like a single brain. It has the ability to adapt and evolve its brain depending on the device that it's in.
Right.
Making sure it's always using its resources as efficiently as possible. And if you want to see how this adaptation happens visually, you know, figure eight in the research paper, it does a great job of showing how that neural network structure changes based on the device's hardware.
Wow, that's incredible. So they managed to overcome that drift problem. Yeah. They made it work on these tiny devices, and they even customized the brain for each device.
Right.
It sounds almost too good to be true, but how does it actually perform in the real world?
Well, that's what we'll dive into next. Let me just say, the results are nothing short of impressive. We're talking about levels of accuracy and efficiency that were once considered, you know, impossible on these kinds of devices.
Okay, so we've talked about how TinyOTAM works in theory, but I'm dying to know, how does it actually perform in practice? You know,
right,
did they just test this in simulations, or did they actually like put it on real devices out in the world?
Well, they put it through the ringer. The research team tested TinyOTAM in a bunch of different scenarios, like tracking people, just walking around, animals moving in their natural habitats, drones flying through the air. They even put it on underwater vehicles, navigating complex environments.
Wow.
Yeah, and the results, I gotta say, they're pretty amazing.
Give me the highlights. How does it like compare to the current state-of-the-art systems out there?
Well, first of all, remember how we talked about, you know, TinyOTAM being incredibly efficient?
Right.
Well, the research actually shows that these models they developed are anywhere from, get this, 31 to 134 times smaller than existing deep learning methods.
And so wait, that means they squeeze this incredible navigation capability into like devices with the bare minimum of processing power and memory.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It really is. And
yeah,
and here's the kicker. It's not just smaller, it's also just as accurate, if not more so.
Wow.
They compared it head to head with the, you know, the top systems out there, and in many cases, TinyOTAM actually outperformed them by like a significant margin.
Hold on. Let me make sure I'm getting this straight. They built a navigation system that's tiny, it's efficient, and it's more accurate than the systems we're using today.
Yeah.
That seems like a trifecta of awesomeness.
It is. Take, for example, underwater navigation. TinyOTAM was up to 5 times more accurate than existing systems, while being, as we've said, significantly smaller. And it achieved similar levels of outperformance when they tested it on drones, too.
Wow. And what about like tracking animals? It seems like that would be a really tough challenge.
It is. But TinyOTAM managed to track penguins with 5 times greater accuracy than the previous best method.
Wow.
Which means that, you know, we could potentially track animals with, you know, much smaller, less intrusive devices. And that opens up a whole new world of possibilities for, you know, studying animal behavior and migration patterns.
Okay. So we've covered air, land, and sea. What about tracking people? How does TinyOTAM compare to like the systems we're using now, like for things like fitness trackers or even like indoor navigation?
Well, they actually tested it against one of the top human tracking systems out there called Ronin TCN.
Okay.
And the results were neck and neck. Both systems achieved, you know, similar level of accuracy. But TinyOTAM managed to do it while being 31 to 34 times smaller.
That's incredible. Think about what that means for things like wearables or even augmented reality applications. We could have incredibly precise tracking in devices that are just like a fraction of the size and power consumption of what we have today.
Yeah.
But okay, this is all great in theory, but I'm a pre-practical person. So did they actually test this on a real robot, not just in like simulations?
They did. And this is where I think TinyOTAM's real-world impact starts to become really clear.
Yeah.
They actually deployed it on an agricultural robot designed for weeding crops.
Oh, wow. And how did it perform? I imagine precision would be like super important in that kind of scenario.
Well, precision is everything in agriculture. You know, yeah, the rows of crops, they can be as close as, you know, 30 centimeters apart. So even, you know, a small error could lead to damage.
Oh, yeah.
And TinyOTAM, you know, really delivered. They tested it on a low power board and found that the robot, it could navigate with a real time error of just 1 meter over 60 seconds.
Okay, that's impressive. So it's accurate enough to navigate those tight rows without damaging the crops. That's a huge win. for farmers looking to automate some of those really labor-intensive tasks. But okay, one last question before we move on. I remember you mentioned that TinyOdom uses a neural network, which is essentially like trained to perform, you know, a specific task. So if it was trained on, say, tracking people, would it work just as well for something like navigating a robot through a field?
That's a great question. And it gets at one of the most surprising findings of this research, actually. They actually tested whether a model trained on human tracking data could be adapted to the agricultural robot.
What happened? Don't leave me hanging.
It worked. They found that even with, you know, a tiny bit of additional training data from the robot itself, the model's performance, it jumped dramatically. It's like the model, you know, it learned the basics of movement by tracking people. And then it just needed a little, you know, fine tuning to apply that knowledge to, you know, controlling a robot in a completely different environment.
Wait, so you're telling me they trained this brain on people walking around and then it was able to control a robot weeding crops?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It really speaks to the power of something that we call transfer learning. Essentially, it means that the knowledge that's learned from one task, it can be applied to a completely different task. You know, it's kind of like learning to ride a bike. Once you master the basic principles of balance and coordination, you can transfer those skills to, you know, riding a motorcycle maybe, or even skateboarding.
That's mind-blowing. It means that instead of having to train like a separate model for every single application, we could potentially have these pre-trained brains that can adapt to all sorts of different tasks with just a little bit of additional training.
Right.
It opens up so many possibilities.
That's exactly. Figure 12 in the research paper, it actually shows how just a small amount of new data can dramatically improve that pre-trained model's performance. And this has huge implications for the future of robotics, automation, you know, and really any field where we need these tiny intelligent devices that can navigate their environment.
So TinyOdom isn't just like a cool piece of technology. It's a fundamental shift in how we think about building intelligent systems. You know, instead of starting from scratch every time, we can actually leverage knowledge from one task to accelerate learning in another. It's like having like a universal toolkit for building intelligent machines.
That's a great way to put it. And this brings us to the really exciting part. What does all this mean for the future? What are the potential applications of this technology, you know, in the long run?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the future. This is where I think things get really, really interesting. We've talked about robots weeding crops, tracking penguins, and maybe even making our wearables smarter and more efficient. But I feel like we're just like scratching the surface here. Where else could this kind of technology take us?
I mean, the possibilities are like honestly mind-boggling. We could have like swarms of tiny robots exploring these hazardous environments, you know, like collapsed mines or nuclear reactors, gathering data and providing, you know, real-time insights without risking human lives.
That's an incredible thought. And what about applications in healthcare? Could we see TinyOdom used in medical devices at some point?
Absolutely. Imagine like tiny implantable sensors that could, you know, monitor vital signs, track the movement of medication through the body, or even provide real-time feedback during surgery.
It's like having a microscopic medical team working inside of you 24/7.
Yeah.
That could revolutionize how we diagnose and treat diseases.
Right.
And think about the possibilities for environmental monitoring. We could deploy swarms of sensor-equipped drones, maybe, to track air quality, monitor deforestation, or even, you know, map the ocean floor in unprecedented detail.
Yeah, it's like giving scientists a whole new set of eyes to observe the world around us.
It is.
Yeah.
And what about applications closer to home? Could we see TinyOdom in like our everyday lives?
Definitely. Imagine like smart homes that can track your movement and adjust lighting, temperature, even the music based on your location and activity.
Wow.
Or how about, you know, self-navigating luggage that follows you through the airport, freeing up your hands and reducing, you know, travel stress.
Those are some seriously cool applications. But I also wonder about the potential downsides, you know? I mean, this technology, it is incredibly powerful, and it raises some important questions about privacy and security.
You're absolutely right. As with any new technology, it's crucial that we consider the ethical implications. But I'm also optimistic about the potential for TinyOdom to be used for good.
Yeah.
If we can, you know, harness its power responsibly, it has the potential to improve our lives in countless ways.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, TinyOdom isn't just a technological breakthrough. It's like a gateway to a whole new world of possibilities, from exploring the depths of the ocean to improving our health and well-being.
Exactly. And what's even more exciting is that we're really just at the beginning of this journey. As researchers continue to develop and refine this technology, I have no doubt that we'll see even more incredible applications emerge, you know, in the years to come.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into TinyOdom, what's the one key takeaway that you want our listener to walk away with?
I'd say it's this. Don't underestimate the power of small. TinyOdom is a perfect example of how innovation can come in the most unexpected packages. You know, sometimes the biggest breakthroughs are the ones that fit on the tip of your finger.
Well said. So to our listener out there, keep your eyes open for the tiny revolutions happening, you know, all around you. The future is full of surprises, and some of the most amazing things are happening at the microscopic level. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into TinyOdom, a technology that's truly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, it's like we were saying, you know, those robots weeding those crops.
Right.
Tracking those penguins.
Yeah, and maybe even making our wearables, like, way smarter and more efficient.
Exactly.
But I feel like we're just kind of scratching the surface here, you know? Where else could this kind of technology take us in the future?
I mean, honestly, the possibilities are, like, mind-boggling. We could have, like, swarms of these, like, tiny robots exploring these hazardous environments, you know?
Right.
Like collapsed mines, maybe, or nuclear reactors even, gathering data and providing real-time insights without, you know, risking human lives.
That's an incredible thought. And what about applications in healthcare? Could we see TinyOdom used in medical devices?
Absolutely. Imagine, like, tiny implantable sensors, right?
They
could, like, monitor vital signs.
Yeah.
You know, track the movement of medication through the body, or even provide real-time feedback during surgery.
It's like having a microscopic medical team, you know, working inside you 24/7.
Yeah,
that could revolutionize how we diagnose and treat diseases.
It really could, and think about the possibilities for environmental monitoring. We could deploy swarms of these, sensor-equipped drones to track air quality, monitor deforestation, or even, you know, map the ocean floor in unprecedented detail.
Wow, it's like giving scientists a whole new set of eyes, you know, to observe the world around us. And what about, applications a little bit closer to home? Could we see TinyOdom in our everyday lives at some point?
Absolutely. Imagine, like, smart homes, right, that could track your movements and adjust, like, the lighting and the temperature and even the music based on your location and activity.
Okay, yeah.
Or how about self-navigating luggage that just, like, follows you through the airport?
Oh, that'd be great.
Freeing up your hands and reducing travel stress.
Those are some, like, seriously cool applications. But, I also wonder about, like, the potential downsides, right? I mean, this technology is incredibly powerful. It raises some important questions about, you know, about privacy and security.
You're absolutely right. As with any new technology, it's really crucial that we consider the ethical implications. But I'm also optimistic about the potential for TinyOdom, you know, to be used for good. If we can harness its power responsibly, it really has the potential to improve our lives in countless ways.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, TinyOdom isn't just like a technological breakthrough. It's a gateway to a whole new world of possibilities, you know, from exploring the depths of the ocean to improving our health and our well-being.
Exactly. And what's even more exciting is that we're just at the very beginning of this journey. As researchers, you know, continue to develop and refine this technology, I have no doubt that we'll see even more incredible applications emerge in the years to come.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into TinyOdom, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with today?
I'd say it's this. Don't underestimate the power of small. You know,
yeah.
TinyOdom is a perfect example of how innovation can come in the most unexpected packages. Sometimes the biggest breakthroughs are the ones that fit on the tip of your finger.
Well said. So to our listeners out there, keep your eyes open for those tiny revolutions that are happening all around you. The future is full of surprises, and some of the most amazing things are happening at the microscopic level. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into TinyOdom. It's a technology that's truly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.